What is going on, Colts Nation? Here's Jamal Lawrence and I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast. Jamal, let's get right into it. NFL Coach of the Year. Last year was Brian Daboll, right? Mm-hmm. Won it last year. First year as head coach with the New York Giants. Took him to the playoffs with a 9-7-1 record. That's all it took. The season isn't over yet. But Shane Steichen has a great case to win it this year. If he's not a top candidate, I would raise hell. But I'm pretty sure he is, without a doubt. So, Look, if he makes the playoffs, that's one thing. Incredible job by him. If he wins the AFC South, with this Indianapolis Colts team, I mean, greatest coach of all time. I would just lay it down. It gotta be. Jamal, let's talk about it. What does this man accomplish? I know he's faced adversity, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, a whole lot of adversity. I mean, and just to kind of touch on what you were saying this minute ago, Eric, if he's not in the conversation right now, then what is life? Right now, Shane Steichen, according to FanDuel, is third in the running for Coach of the Year, plus 550 behind Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans. So two great teams. We look at what the Lions have done. They look a complete 180. D'Amico Ryans, there ain't no question what the Texans have done. But there's a reason why Shane Steichen should be higher than both of them. You know, for one, I'm not even gonna give them the other team's praises right now. We're talking about the Indianapolis Colts. Starting off, books had over under for the Colts winning 6.5 games this season. Colts are already at 7 games right now. Let's check that box, baby. Let's check it. Not to mention that 6.5 was with anticipating JT being back for the entire season, Richardson being the starter, etc. No losing our players for gambling, no losing our players for PEDs. All of these little things that have happened. We not having such a young cornerback crew. These 6.5 wins are supposed to come with a perfect storm for Shane Steichen. But he's did it with Richardson being out since week 3 of the season in an injury. JT starting off on IR, only playing a handful of games, then going back to being re-injured, releasing our all-pro linebacker, Shaq Leonard, using a backup quarterback by the name of Gardner Minshew, and a banged-up defense that includes some of the youngest cornerbacks in the league. My man said, hold my beer while I still go out there and break that 6.5.
Yeah.
Still got 5 games to go, bro.
That's solid. What no Juju Brents for half the year. Exactly. Y'all remember who Jelani Woods is?
Exactly. I didn't even mention Jelani.
We haven't heard that name in a while. He went to IR and, I mean, he got sent to the gulag or something because not heard this man's name, and I wish we had, but, yeah, he's gone too. Yeah, Jamal, this man has gone through it, and, you know, most everybody wrote off the Colts. I mean, they wrote off the Colts at the beginning of the year because they said – Anthony Richardson, you know, he's a starter, but he's too inexperienced. He's too raw. There's no way. Then he got hurt, and people said, there's no way Gardner Minshew can do this, do that. Their defense isn't great. They still don't have Jonathan Taylor. And here we are, Jamal.
Here we are.
I mean, just think about what this man has done. He's got a 7-5 record with Gardner Minshew under center for most of the season. Completely transformed this offense from unwatchable to exciting. It has been a fun year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you agree, please remember to subscribe, like, and comment below with your thoughts if you're on YouTube. Please agree. Colts football has been exciting. But that's the best way to support us, guys and gals, and it's completely free. Look. Completely transformed this offense. RPO game has done wonders for Gardner Minshew. He can get the ball out quickly. That's where he excels at. And that's where we limit Minshew's weaknesses, you know, making him hold on to the ball. His pocket presence, things like that. Rose this offensive line from the dead, essentially. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it wasn't all him. But it starts top down when we talk about head coaches and coaching staff. Offensive line was playing better towards the end of last season. I do remember that. But still, shout out Shane Steichen for that. Shout out Tony Sperano Jr. for that.
Oh, yeah.
An entire month of victories to put us in a playoff position. We haven't lost We haven't lost an entire month. Sign Matt Gay to fix our kicking problem. Sure, Chris Bally gets some of that too. Shane Steichen was in the building when he did that. Not to mention another signing, Samson Ebuka. Elevated this defensive line. Been an impact player for us the entire year. By the way, you know how many sacks the Colts have in the last three games, Jamal?
Talk to him.
17 sacks. Find me a team that has more than that. Oh, wait, you can't. Held players accountable. Released a few players, Jamal. You just touched on it due to poor performance. You know, he don't play no games with that.
Yep. Yep.
And Shaq, it was sad to see him go. He's on another team now. You know, he's getting another chance, 1 year deal. But look, wasn't performing well under this Gus Bradley scheme in this defense. Didn't look the same. Like Deion Jackson, guys like that. Like he don't play games. Like
nope.
You got to perform if you out there on Sunday. And he's developed a winning culture, and he's won this locker room over.
Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All of that, Jamal, just culminated into he should have NFL Coach of the Year, or at least be a top candidate.
Without question. And I'm glad you mentioned all that stuff, because one thing I wanted to touch on, too, as you talked about, was the offensive line. And I know you mentioned that, of course, it started to step up a little bit as the back half of the season went on last season before leading to Tony Sperano Jr. and Shane Steichen. Well, I don't know if y'all saw when Jeff Saturday was on Pat McAfee show the other day. He was talking about some of the things that what happened when he came into the organization once Reich was fired. And he talked about just how lost the building was. How much in shambles it was, how players were betting against the Colts, how, you know, the people weren't showing the meetings. I'm sure as this all continues, we'll all continue to hear more and more and more about the fuckery that was going on in that building. I can guarantee it. But, you know, Jeff Saturday said he told Irsay that he wouldn't win a game. He said, I'm going to go 0-8 or whatever the rest of the season was. He's like, but my main focus is get this offensive line right. So credit to him for that. So because I like that. Of course, you know, you want to have that group, because we mention all the time that's an accordion. If one is off, the entire thing is off. But I preface that just to say that Shane Steichen has done a phenomenal job of coming in and hiring people he trusts to pick up right where people like Jeff Saturday left off in that offensive line group, and even within the rest of the offensive side of the ball. So Shane Steichen, I mean, he's done everything you need to plus more. He, like you said, Eric, he's not afraid to bench players. He'll cut them. He runs a tight ship, and he expects the same from all the players that are on the team. From him being in meetings, not giving you a single look of anything, but just to the respect. You can tell the players respect him and everything he stands for, because they're having fun now. Last year, there was no fun. It was just misery. It was gloom. It was whatever you want to call it. This year, you can tell he came in and set the tempo up here and said, y'all can either get with it or get lost. And those people like the Zaires and the Speeds and all these guys said, let's get with it. And the only thing he's done is elevate this team to a higher level. And I really feel like what he's done that earns him this spot, and from a personal standpoint, is he's let these players be who they are. And that's how you get people to give you their all every single day. From the time he walked in the building, he's allowed these guys to be who they are. And it shows, because that excitement, that tenacity these dudes bring to the field every single play is a reflection of what's going on behind the scenes. And that's from Shane Steichen's start right there.
Talk to him. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better. Woo. Shane Steichen. We were just in the courtroom for you. You better win this thing.
Trying to tell you. Maybe lock in someone that plus 550.
Yeah. Look, it's just fascinating that we're 7-5 at this point with everything that has happened to us. Of course, no team is going to have a perfect season, but I feel like we have just been derailed from the start with all that's gone down. And to be quite honest, like the Colts, you know, they've been winning their last three games by a touchdown or less. Like they've been close games. So no beatdowns. I mean, we haven't been blowing people out. But most of these games, they come down to the last drive, but I'm not going to take anything away from that. We're winning. We're getting W's in the win column. We just got to keep stacking them together. I mean, just imagine, you know, you look at our schedule. We got five games left. You know, we got the Bengals, Steelers, Falcons, Raiders, Texans. All winnable games. Like, what if we went out from here? I think that's solidified. That's
the only place we go.
Playoffs?
That's the only place you can go from there, baby.
Yeah, we might get a bye week. Nah, let me... That would be crazy.
Greasy.
Oh, man. That would be awesome, but I don't think that happens. But AFC South, with the Jags doing what they're doing, they're jagging it out. They're starting to... the Jacksonville Jaguars, you have to be frustrated as a fan. They look like a top team one week, and just some weeks that they look really bad. They look really bad. Like, I don't think our team has looked ultra bad like on any week that so far this season. But like Jaguars, they're just super inconsistent. But anyway, those are all winnable games. Like, we could win out. That would be really hard. It's the NFL, but I'm just saying, like, Jake Browning showed out last week, but again, he didn't show out the week before. We got Mitch Trubisky, maybe. I mean, either way, it's Kenny Pickett. Nobody worried about that. Then we got Desmond Ridder, Aiden O'Connell, and then a showdown with CJ Stroud. Like, these quarterback matches aren't going to be crazy, except for week 18, which I'm still predicting that that's going to be a very meaningful game for us.
Oh, yeah. Go mess around and get that a prime time game. They're gonna flex that down to the 8:30 game or something.
Hey, because the Texans are right there with us. They're 7-5 as well. Like, I don't know, man. We could have a lot of teams going to the playoffs from the AFC South. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. They'll give respect to this division, and it'd just be nice to see a lot of teams from the AFC South make it. Besides the Titans, of course, they're not going anywhere. Oh, man. Is that our entire case for Shane Steichen?
That's it, dog. If y'all ain't with it, I don't know what else more he can do for you. What else more we can tell you to make you get on board?
He can make pigs fly or something. Then y'all believe.
He got to start making sausage. Yeah, that's what it is. That sausage. Jim Mercer.
That sausage. Upper quartile. The upper top 0-4-7 cloud 9 quartile. Yeah, he's got to do all that. Hey, that's gonna be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Coltscast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts, and we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Go Colts.
Go Colts.
See y'all later.